Well, these veteran regulations have been around since 1974. It was referred to as the Vietnam Era Veterans Readjustment Assistance Act. And veterans since then, contractors since then have had to have affirmative action plans for veterans. But now what's changing about it is that the Labor Department is really looking to kind of beef that up a little bit and make, the affirmative action plan quantitative with a collection of data, conducting statistical analyses, setting benchmark goals, and really pushing federal contractors to go out there, partner with veteran organizations, posting jobs with the state employment office, and monitoring their hiring practices to ensure that veterans are getting employment.
What kind of numbers will contractors be expected to provide?
See, that's a fascinating question, and the Labor Department doesn't know the answer to that, and they're really putting the onus on the federal contractors to collect the data for the government to get some sort of benchmark. Because here's the kicker about these regulations. All veterans are not protected under this regulation. Okay, so if you're a veteran, served in the military, but you were not part of a campaign, you're not disabled, you are not a covered veteran. See, that's the difference with these regulations. There are only four covered veterans, that are going to be covered under this. That's, you know, the disabled veteran, recently separated veteran, armed forces service medal winners, and then these active duty wartime or campaign badge veterans. So even though you're a veteran, you have to fall under one of those four or several of those categories to be covered under these regulations.
So how are contractors supposed to know what data they're supposed to collect if the Labor Department hasn't really told them yet?
A good question. So one thing that's going to change with these regulations is that right now federal contractors do not collect data on who is a protected veteran when people apply for a job. That's going to change. The government wants you that when someone expresses an interest in employment, that you ask them the question, are you a protected veteran? Now, one thing that there was a little bit of controversy about it is because one of those categories is disabled veteran, and you have the Americans with Disabilities Act that says you cannot ask pre-offer disability status. So that's why the Labor Department in these proposed regs is saying, ask people, are you a protected veteran, yes or no? And then contractors are going to be collecting that data, and now the Labor Department has all these different quantitative analyses they want you to conduct, hiring ratios, what percent of your hires are protected veterans versus non-protected veterans, so on and so forth.
As someone who does this for a living, who works with companies trying to sort through all of this stuff, is this a good idea or a bad idea? Is this valuable information or is it not so valuable information, do you think?
Well, I mean, I think it's a noble idea. I mean, certainly, as a federal contractor who's receiving money from the government, I think you probably have a little extra burden to try and work with veterans, that are coming back from Iraq, Afghanistan, to place them into the workforce. The problem that I have, it's really twofold. One, to establish these benchmark goals, so a numeric goal, you really need good data out there to reference, to come up with that. That data does not exist. So I think it's going to be really tough for federal contractors to figure out what should that hiring benchmark number be. 2%, 5%, 10%. And they have to remember that these contractors get audited by the Department of Labor to determine compliance with these regulations. And what I find interesting is, unlike the Affirmative Action Plan for Minorities and Females, where quotas and preferential treatment are illegal, with these veteran regs, the language that the government has put into the preamble to the regs, it says the primary indicator of effectiveness is whether qualified veterans have been hired. So that's what you're going to be measured against. You set this benchmark goal. The government says, okay, how how many veterans or what percent of the people you hired are protected veteran, and that's what they're going to use when they audit you.
Now, you mentioned this term protected veteran, and you qualified what those four categories are that make you one. But when you're saying that the contractors will have to just ask whether someone's a protected veteran or not, what if a veteran or an applicant comes to them and says, well, I don't know, what's that mean? Are they going to be able to explain that given the privacy stipulations that you mentioned?
Yeah, what a contractor would do is they would say, are you one of these? Okay, and list them out, you know, disabled vet, so on and so forth, with a definition underneath it. Like, let me give you an example, that the campaign badge veteran. If you go onto Labor Department's website, they have a laundry list of campaigns or conflicts that the United States has been involved with where they've awarded campaign badges. So if I'm applying for a job, I go on, let's say, the company's website, and I'm applying, it asks me that question. Theoretically, the contractor would have the list of all the campaign badges, the definitions of all of those, and then say, do you classify under one of those? So it is self-identification.